Arizona shelter seeking here at Rosie on the House. Welcome back for hour four of this morning's program. Rosie on the House, an Arizona Saturday morning tradition for almost 30 years. Be celebrating our 30th year on air this coming October. And thank you, the Arizona homeowners, for tuning in and making that all possible. We show up every Saturday morning to give you information on anything you're trying to tackle around your house, home, castle, or cabin. We're a free service. We've been here in Arizona since the 60s, been building and remodeling in Arizona, all the way from Eager, Arizona, to Wiki Up, Arizona, from Page, Arizona, to Nogales, Arizona, remodeling and building in all four corners of the state for almost 45 years. And we bring that information for one purpose, to become your best friend. For every Arizona homeowner that needs a best friend, we'd like to be that designated best friend. Whatever you're trying to get done, lean on Rosie on the House first. We're free. We've got a website, rosieonthehouse.com. Being on air for 30 years, we've answered thousands of homeowners' questions about anything and everything you could possibly think of. Well, we've captured all of those questions and listed them with the proper Arizona-focused answer right there on the website. So the website is like this huge free encyclopedia of Arizona homeownership. And everything in Arizona is contingent on the Mogollon Rim. Answers we give to houses below the Mogollon Rim can be completely different for the answers we give for the homes above the Mogollon Rim. It makes Arizona a very unique state. We write for several newspapers throughout the state. On our website, you can check our blog, which will come. You can subscribe to it. And our email newsletter will come into your email news mailbox every Thursday. We have an article today on ceiling fans. We've got a special guest in studio I'm going to introduce in just a minute, and we're going to talk ceiling fans. In the Casa Grande Dispatch, we're talking barbecues on Sunday. The Green Valley News, yesterday's newspaper, we were talking about the importance of gutters, in particular as we're moving in on the wet season of Arizona, getting the water away from your foundation. Don't let the rainwater from the monsoons pond up against your foundations. It can cause incredible amounts of damage. The Arizona Daily Star tomorrow comes out in Tucson, and in the Daily Star, we answer questions from people in Pima County that have written us specific questions. So you'll find that every Sunday in the Daily Star. And then, of course, you've got KTAR.com, our flagship station in Phoenix. The blog there is addressing flipping homes and how careful you should be when buying a quote-unquote flipped home from a quote-unquote flipper.
We covered that on air. Was that 2 weeks ago or three now?
Yeah. I can't remember. They all kind of blend together. Yeah. Especially when it's this hot, your brain just kind of goes to mush and you forget everything. So I want to talk ceiling fans. We kind of addressed one of the reasons I want to talk about it in the last hour, where the gentleman was trying to super cool his home. And we've been promoting this super cooling now for over 10 years. And there are so many people that are becoming specialists at it, and they're thinking it through. I have to thank my special friend, Mr. Ed James. He's saying, Rosie, when you talk about super cooling, you're leaving out one very important component. As you start super cooling your house after the peak period of power consumption is, he says you need to reverse your ceiling fans and pull all the hot air off the top of the rooms, circulate it down below, and totally and completely super cool every corner of the house, and don't let those hot pockets kind of hide up there in the high nooks and crannies of the loftiest, highest rooms of your house. So that's one more. At night, when you're super cooling, reverse your fans, pull the hot air off, and you'll be completely super cooling your entire environment, your entire little mini habitat. But right now, I'd like to introduce a special guest, Mr. David May of DM Sales, a lighting and fan manufacturing factory rep. We kind of went around to our wholesalers and we said, hey, we want to talk ceiling fans. Who would you recommend? Oh, I'd call David May. Oh, I'd call David May. Oh, you should call David May. Oh, I would call David May. So we called David May. David, I can't believe you've been in the valley this long in the lighting and the fan fixtures, and you and I have never crossed paths.
It's unbelievable, Rosie. I'll tell you, we've definitely watched a few things spin on the ceiling.
Oh, man, that's true. All right, you saw our blog today on ceiling fans and, you know, the function of a ceiling fan. Let's talk a little bit about this presentation you put together about the history of ceiling fans.
Well, there's no question we're not the first folks to ever need or use ceiling fans. It's been around since the Egyptian times. And what we've recognized is differences in cooling today. Evaporative cooling is an important component of ceiling fans, but as you just noted, reversing your fan and changing directions of the air can also create a unique situation where you've equalized the temperature throughout your home, which is also an energy-saving advantage.
Yeah, you're eliminating the hot pockets by continually circulating the air that you've conditioned. Now, we think of air conditioning as just cooling, but, I mean, in the winter on top of the Mogollon Rim, I mean, you're conditioning it with warm.
Precisely, and there's no question it's been proven that ceiling fans actually perform equally well in those cold states. Wintertime warehouses are cooled with huge ceiling fans or equalized temperature with ceiling fans, and we can do the same thing in our homes to great advantage.
All right. So we're talking 4,000 BC. We're talking slaves and palm leaves.
The faster that palm leaf would move, the better cooling you get.
All right. And but then you've got a note here that in 180 AD, the Chinese pioneered mechanized fan. Now, that was human powered. Now, what did that look like?
Boy, well, it was very similar to our first GE paddle fans that you had as a table fan with a crank and a turn. And it's amazing how far we've come today with new energy efficient DC motors and all kinds of changes.
Okay. In 1830, a doctor in Florida used blades to fan from ice blocks. So he's passing cold air over giant blocks of ice.
The first true air conditioner. Evaporative cooling is greatly enhanced if we've got a little moisture in the air. Hence, we all know about swamp coolers we used to use years ago. So now it's our AC units that are providing us some of that moisture.
Oh, incredible. All right. So then we start getting into electricity in the 1880s. The ceiling fan comes around. And like you say, you've got the GE tabletop fan that we all grew up with at Grandma's house.
The tabletop fan, a lot of us remember even the floor fans that blew air up under the tables and so forth. So it's amazing the advent of actual ceiling fans is a fairly recent invention.
All right. So when we're thinking about fans, what are the things you need to consider as far as the right fan selection?
You know, there's a couple of components that you definitely want to pay attention to. One has become kind of an industry standard, and that's the cubic feet of air that fan moves every minute. But in conjunction with that, you've got to think about how fast that air is moving. If you think about a gentle breeze day versus a high wind day, it's the same thing as your ceiling fan in a lot of regards.
Okay. And so is there a time when you want one over the other? I would think in my home, I want kind of a low flow, but constant.
It's quite interesting, you know, as I've polled people over the last decade or two about ceiling fans, you'll find you often have two users in every home. You've got the person like yourself that likes that gentle breeze, the fan's always operating, keeps the air balanced. And then at certain times you've got, hey, I need a little extra punch. We'll kick that fan on to high and we'll get that extra evaporative air type cooling. But there's no question more and more in our homes today with more efficient air conditioning systems, the equalization of air and gentle air movement throughout the home has become the paramount question or choice by most customers.
My mom was kind of, I think, ahead of the curve. The homes she had built for our family back in the 60s and 70s, she grew up with lots of fans in the house in South Louisiana. And she says, well, why aren't we putting fans in the houses out here? So we had ceiling fans on the back patio. And I mean, these were homes built in the 60s and 70s. You weren't seeing ceiling fans in any homes back then.
Boy, no question. She was definitely ahead of the curve. And today, if you look at most reputable home builders, they're providing ceiling fans right into those bedrooms. So, you know, from every great room, bedroom, it's definitely a component in Arizona homes. It's a big seller.
One of my very first home improvement projects ever at about 11 or 12 years old was I had to take the ceiling fan down, and when I took it down, I was up on the ladder, and to descend the ladder, I kind of tilted it up 90 degrees, and I never knew fans had oil in them. And I was in a room with orange carpeting.
Well, your experience was a decade or two preceding mine, but I had the same thing happen to me. I was in a showroom. I was a showroom manager in Albuquerque, and I took down a Hunter Oil Bath original, which I never believed had oil in it, and did the same darn
thing. They have oil in it. Oh, man. Yeah, Mom was really happy that day. Oh, boy. Orange shag carpet. Rosie was here. Left my mark. All right, we're going to come back and talk more about ceiling fans. Do you light them or don't you light them? Where do you light them and when do you light them? And what do you light them with? How many blades should you have? How much air should you be moving? At what velocity should you be moving them? Are you happy with the fans you have? Do you hate the fan on top of your bed that keeps you awake all night? Let's solve that dilemma. Ceiling fans are the topic. David May is our guest. It's Rosie on the House. We're going to take a short break and be right back.